Noah's Ark. It wasn't a bathtub. Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the children's book, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? Well, Ken, I know that we've seen Noah's Ark pictured on Sunday school classrooms, almost depicted like a bathtub that's been overloaded with animals. They may be cute drawings, but you don't care for them, do you?
I certainly don't. Noah's Ark was a real boat, and Noah's flood was a real event in history. In fact, most of the fossil record we have today was probably formed as a result of the flood just a few thousand years ago. So fossils can only be thousands, not millions of years old. Now, evolutionary scientists scoff at those of us who believe in Noah's Ark and a global flood. They believe the fossils were laid down over millions of years. And without the millions of years, they couldn't even try to convince anyone of the evolution of animals and man. That's why evolutionists vehemently reject the global flood as it's recorded in the Bible. And to me, the bathtub arcs, as I call them, that are often seen in books and churches, only help the secular world mock the idea of a flood. Of course, that may not be the intention of Christians, but it helps those who attack the church and say the ark was a fairy tale. A bathtub ark couldn't fit the thousands of animals on board. So don't help the evolutionists mock. Draw Noah's Ark as the Bible does describe it.
Ken Ham will show you how there was plenty of space for people and animals on board Noah's Ark. For some eye-opening reading, look at Ken's free booklet on our website, AnswersRadio.com.